Hello, can you hear? Sorry. Hello.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Now you can hear.
Yes.
It's not too small. The voice is okay.
Huh?
The voice is okay. My microphone.
Your microphone no good.
Okay. That's why I have to change. 大家稍等一下，我再换一个。 Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, now better?
Yeah, better.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes. So what?
So we start from which one? We start actually from this we sent the original story of the Dragon Temple. And before we told this Dragon Temple story in your retelling version. So maybe before we said, maybe you can explain how you develop.
Okay. So you send first.
Already, didn't send already.
Okay.
The original text. Okay.
So some of you already know that during this earthquake in North Japan
happening,
I was traveling in Southeast Asian, Laos, Thai, Cambodia, maybe Laos and Thai that time.
老挝和泰国。
Maybe some of you know that Thailand is a place the people are very, how do you say, deep in Buddhistic atmosphere. They live in the daily life.
大家可能也知道，在日常生活当中，在泰国，他们是生活在一个佛教气息非常浓郁的，这么一个氛围里的。Yeah,
they bring the offering to the temple.
他们会带贡品去寺院。
The people are recommended to become stay like at least 1 year, become a monk and stay in a temple for a year.
在每个人呢，其实，在他们的人生当中，甚至包括女性，他们都会被建议可以在一个人生当中有这么一年的时间去寺院去度过一年的时光。甚至女性的话，可以去那个应该是女性的专门的，比如说尼姑所生活的寺院。Yes,
and that time.
在那个时候。
During this earthquake.
在地震发生的时候,
I was visiting one temple in Thailand.
我本人呢，正在参拜一个泰国的寺院。
And I have a friend in Thailand always taking care of me.
我在泰国有一位朋友，我每次去泰国总是由他来照顾我。
Mr. Pok.
他叫做 Pok 先生。
He is also a good storyteller.
他也是一位非常优秀的讲故事的人。So
one day he brought me to a very small temple.
有一天，他带我去一个很小的寺院。
And sometimes, you know, believe or not, you know, we don't know if it's real or not real, but I suppose it looks very real.
That's
on the wall, we still have the trace.
但是我相信他们，你是非常虔诚的，是相信它就是真的。因为在这个寺院的墙上呢，他们留下了一些痕迹，然后呢，人们都说这个痕迹是龙留下的痕迹。
And he told me this story, which you are now seeing.
然后大家就然后那个 Pork 先生就给我讲了，然后现在。大家在群里面看到的这个故事。Hello.
Yes. I'm sending one photo from Mr.
Oh, okay.
recent one.
老师再发一张 Pork 先生最近的照片，最近的。
Arrived?
Yeah, arrived.Yeah, Dingding said the time passed so fast.
Yes, Dingding remember.
Yeah, how delicious、
But、
he cooks, Dingding remember.
You see the atmosphere of the Thai temple.
但是大家在这个、
like、
照片里面也会看到，这就是泰国寺院的氛围，就是像这个照片上的。
Influenced by the Angkor Empire and
这个建筑呢是受到了吴哥王朝和来自印度的影响。
I send one, maybe one more.
再
发一张。Not by Mr. Pok, but some.This one maybe. Maybe a little bit heavy, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not yet.
So, yeah. So anyhow.
Now I arrived.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so in this very southern Buddhist atmosphere.
我先发了一张啊，就是在像这样非常南方的那个佛教的氛围。
It's a very faithful people.
然后生活着一群非常信仰虔诚的人们。
Yeah, and so I could really sense they have a deep believing in Buddha, and also the dragon they believe used to live in.
真的很信佛，而且他们也很相信。在这个寺院的池塘里曾经就生活着龙。
Yes, and as it says in this story,
就像在这个故事当中所说的一样。
修行する that means become a monk,
就是这种修行
means,
成为僧侣
修行。Almost everybody does. one time in their life.
这个其实是在泰国每个人在一生当中都要经历一次的。
And one day before they wear this white clothes.
在他们在人生当中这一次出家成为僧侣之前一天，他们都要穿上白色的衣服。
Yeah, so, because dragon has had a wish to become.
他们都
become a monk. You see,
这个龙其实心怀着想要成为僧侣的心愿的。
Yes, and so then next day they will become a monk.
在第二天，他们就将会成为僧侣。
Yeah.So this na in Thailand,
提到读音为 na,
the dragon,
it
comes from Sanskrit naga,
是来自于梵文的这个 naga.
Yes. And this story I also told you, some of you already. So it was, just about this.The earthquake was, and the tsunami came over.
就是我当时提到说，当海啸到来的时候。
And then later, I've heard that many people and children and old people.
听说。
Also.
孩子包括老人，有很多人。
After tsunami, raising, going up to the sky.
都看到了，那是有。龙升上了天空。
So this story somehow impressed me.
所以呢
，this original story and also this
这原版的这个故事
earthquake disaster
以及
and also the people
地震
many people 灾害 in this earthquake place
还有很多人在地震的时候看到了龙升上了天空。
So it made me, give me the motivation to rewrite.
所以都给了我动力，让我去重述这个故事。
So that is the story which, the old students are now practicing.
这个重述过后的故事就是那些学员们在练习的，就是第二稿的龙之四的故事。
Yeah, this one you don't have to send or what, Chinya.
This one you told, once before for also this group.
Yeah, but we want to compare now.
Yeah, so I can also send.
Yes.
So we have this modified version of the song, about this Bogong. Shall I send or not?
Also, yes.
Okay.
Why not?
I put in the front.
So when I go back to Japan,
所以当我回到日本的时候
，First I went to after arriving Japan, I went to Okinawa Institute.
然后呢，回去之后就去到了冲绳这个机构。
And I saw these autistic boys in our institute.
在冲绳见到了我们机构的自闭症的男孩子们。
Have such a thirst for the listening to the story, which is very seldom because
渴望听故事。
They are rather doing nursery rhyme, but listening to the storytelling.
他们更愿意的是
唱童谣。
可是听故事呢，特别是一个新故事的时候，是对他们而言有困难的。
Now different, you know, they have been coming to our institute, yes, more than 20 years.
来我们的机构可能已经超过20年了，现在啊。
Now they like to listen to the story.
现在他们真的非常喜欢听故事，但一般来说，自闭症的孩子们他们是不喜欢听故事的。
Yeah, they have a difficulty.
他们有困难听故事的时候。
This time.
但是呢， 在这一次
they had such a desire to listen to the story.
我发现他们有着这样的强烈的愿望想要听故事。
This last time I explained this one too, right? Already?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Yeah, so as I already explained, they showed this great interest. Not just in Okinawa, but in Hokkaido and Tokyo.
在听故事，不仅仅在冲绳，在北海道，在东京，这个之前也跟大家讲到过。然后我就把这个故事进行了。
Now you're seeing.
现在第二稿。大家看到的这个修改
，You sent already, right?
Yes.
So, the original story is rather simple.
所以呢，这原版的这个故事呢，它是相对而言比较简单的。
Yes. So this retold story, retelling story, have a certain lyric atmosphere.
重述的这个故事呢，它其实是有着一个抒情诗氛围的故事。
Yes, and I changed the conversation between Buddha.
我修改了。
And
其中的对话。
The dragon.
原版呢是在佛与龙之间的对话。
Monk and young man.
把它改成了。一个僧侣和年轻人之间的对话。
Yes, and I also, brought some children.
而且
figures.
而且还加入了孩子这个角色。
And the story after the Buddha or monk told him,
同时
you may not become a monk.
还有就是在，佛告诉。龙说你不能够成为僧侣，你不应该当僧侣之后所发生的事情。
How this young man, actually the dragon, asked
这个
龙，
也就是他化身的这位年轻人，他是如何去向僧侣祈请，然后去寻找自己回到天上的方式。
Which site is are we now?
It's not. We are now this site.
This one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody asked the Thai monk is usually not wearing the white.
对 ，about 这个泰国僧侣啊，并不是平常要穿白色的。
The monk wearing the orange.
其实僧侣都是穿橙色的。
Yes, only the day before.
只是在他们成为僧侣的前一天。
They become a monk.
只有那一天，他们会穿白色。
Usually they wear orange.
一般如果僧侣都是穿橙色的。
Yes, this is a reason why they wear the orange.
这个故事就是this is the reason they're wearing white, right?
Yeah?
Orange.
No.
Okay.
Yes, orange.
Okay. 他们为什么穿橙色？ Yeah.
So when the Buddha still on the earth.
其实呢是佛陀，他
还
在地球上的时候，还在世上。
By himself.
在进行修行的时候
，so he was wearing white.
他穿的 虽然是白色的衣服，但是呢，因为佛陀他需要，
very sand，
要去走过 尘土
，yeah, like sandstorm places，
尘土飞扬的那种暴风沙。风沙很大的地区。
So, his white clothes became yellow
orange. 所以呢，佛陀的那个白色的衣裳就变成了黄色或者橙色了。
So as a memory or as
a
thinking
为了
about Buddha
要怀念或是我想着佛陀
his hard practicing through such
他的艰苦
the difficult weather
在这样的一个艰辛的气候条件下
today the monks
现在的僧侣们
in Thailand also other Asian country they wear
在其他的亚洲国家都是穿黄色或是橙色的衣服。
嗯哼。So anyhow, so I changed it into the so the more artistic way.
所以呢，我把这个故事从原版进行了更艺术化的修改。
Yes, and I always think about the Wilhelm Grimm.
我总是会想着威廉·格林。
The younger one from the Grimm, the Bruce Brothers.
兄弟里面的弟弟。
After they collected the folk stories, then younger brother Wilhelm.
他们俩收集了那些故事之后呢，都是由威廉·格林。去进行重述的。
Yeah, by choosing the right word.
它的重述呢，包括去选择恰当的词语。
Make the structure in order.
把这个故事的结构重新的整合。
Yes, and this is also how I try to do when I retell.
当我个人在重述一个民间故事、民间传说的时候，我会这么去做。
Yeah, so you can compare these two.
对，大家也可以去对比一下， yeah. 今天发的这两个作品。
If you have any questions, please send.
如果大家有问题的话呢，都可以发。
One by one.
我们将会一个一个来回答。
So this is these two stories.
啊，这就是这两个龙之四的故事。
Now we move to the.
好，那接下来我们来猎人海力布的故事和他的重述吧。
Yeah. So this already sent or not yet?
Yeah, already sent.
Both.
Yes.
Yeah.So both story already sent.
这个海力布和白蛇公主和猎人这个重述版之前丁丁课前也都发了。
Yeah, so accidentally or not,
也不知道。
Also has to do with,
是不是碰巧吧
such naga.
但是呢这个故事呢
yeah,
也刚好是和
in Chinese not say,
这个 naga 相关
but it's
a
snake.
White snake. 在中文当中，这个呢，这他用的不是龙这个词，而是蛇。
In Sanskrit, snake and dragon both.
在梵文当中，不管是龙还是蛇，都是叫 naga.
Yes. So, now I try to a little bit explain how I.
好，那我接下来再讲一讲。
Retell the story.
我是怎么样去重述这个故事的？
Yeah, I just wanted to show because many of you have a little difficulties to make a good short story.
是因为很多人大家对于去创作出一个优秀的短的小故事还是有些困难的。
Especially when the original story is
特别是当原版的故事它比较长，结构比较复杂的时候。
To make it good, vivid short story, and that's why.
大家是真的感觉 非常难把它写成一个很好的很生动的小故事的，这就是为什么现在在这么做。
Yeah, this is you know, already not the typical way of the storytelling, but it's also a little bit, this also have a certain lyric atmosphere. So each line short, yes.
比如说在这个重述版的故事当中每一句都比较短。
Yes. Yeah. But I gave some conversations, yes.
但是呢还增加了一些对话。
So still stays in a storytelling.
最终这个故事它仍然是在讲故事的范畴之内。
Short drama script between the child and the mother.
结尾的时候甚至还算是进行有呈现了一个小小的剧本，就是一个孩子和母亲之间的对话。
So maybe first I recite.
好，那首先讲一下这个故事。
白蛇姫と狩人。
白蛇公主和猎人。
狩人が命を助けた白い蛇は山の王国の王女だった。
猎人救下的白蛇是山之王国的公主。
父は峰々を司る竜王。
父亲是掌管群峰的龙王。
母は妃の竜。
母亲是龙王后。
娘を救われた竜王は。
龙王因为女儿被救。
お礼に何か差し上げたいが。
我想送你点什么作为回礼。
あなたの喉の玉をください。
请把您喉咙里的珠子给我吧。
竜王は大きくせき払い、山は鳴り、空は暗く。
龙王大声的咳嗽着，山在轰鸣，天空变暗。
この玉を口に含めよ、鳥獣の言葉がわかる。
把这颗珠子含在嘴里，你就能明白鸟兽的语言。
玉とはあなたの魂ですか？
这珠子是您的灵魂吗？
そういうことになるな。
可以这么说吧。
それでよいのですね。
这样就行了。
もちろんよい。しかしこれより12日間は眠りに入るぞ。苦しい病の眠りじゃ。
当然。但从现在开始你就要睡12天了。这可是痛苦病痛的睡眠。
わかりました。
我明白了。
狩人が倒れる。
猎人倒下了，
深い眠りに落ちる，
陷入了沉睡。
世の苦しみすべてを苦しむため，
为了痛苦这世间所有的痛苦，
世の苦しみすべてを知るため，
为了知晓这世间所有的悲伤。
十二夜が明ける。
十二个夜后天亮了。
眠る前とは違う世界。
世界变得与睡前不同了。
鳥獣の声 だけでない。
他不仅能听见鸟兽的声音。
草木の歌も。
还有草木的歌声。
苔むす石の知恵も。
铺满青苔的石头的智慧。
それまで目に見えなかった小さな小さな生き物たちも。
连在那之前看不见的小小的小小的生物们。
見える、聞こえる、香る。
都能看见、听见、闻见。
カリウゾは里により人々に伝えた。
猎人下山回到村子里，向人们传达。
母なる自然の伝言を。
来自大自然母亲的讯息。
誰一人信じない。
可谁也不相信。
それどころか人々はカリウドを忌み嫌う。
岂止如此，人们开始避讳猎人。
大地が揺れる、洪水が襲う。
大地摇晃，洪水袭来。
里は飲み込まれ、人々の暮らしは終わる。
村庄被吞噬了，人们的生活就此终结。
狩人は石になる。
猎人变成了石头。
竜王配下の巨人たちが狩人の石を頂きに運ぶ。
龙王麾下的巨人们把猎人变成的石头运到山顶上。
そしてそれからどれくらいの時が過ぎたろう。
也不知道又过了多久。
母さん、この石どうやってここまで運ばれたのだろうか。
妈妈，这块石头是怎么运来这里的呢？
昔正直な狩人がいてね、この石になってしまったのよ。
从前有个诚实的猎人，他变成了这块石头。
誰が運んだんだろう？
那又是谁运来这儿的呢？
地面が隆起したのよ。
哎，只是地面隆起了。
違うよ。運んだ人がいるんだよ。
才不是呢，是有人运来的。
そうかもしれないわね。
那也有可能吧。
もういいよ、母さん。
算了，妈妈，够了。
どこへ行くの？
你要去哪儿？
本当のことを言っても信じてくれないから、石になりに行くんだ。
我说的明明是实话，你却不相信。那我要去变成石头。
So, in between, any question?
In between, there's one question for the Dragon Temple. So your retelling version, you add also the children.
Okay, so okay. Then maybe better I did speak about this story first then.
Okay, okay. So this story, this question actually is what I told you before the class about Jaya question.
I a little bit speak.
Okay, please.
As I said, yeah,
就像之前,
I wanted to show how we could make the story also very short.
这其实呢, 也是向大家展示, 你怎么样可以把, 写一个短故事。
So grasp only the core.
短故事就意味着你要紧紧抓住它其中的核心。
But I also add something which was not written in the original story.
但是呢, 我还加了一些可能在原版故事当中没有的东西。
This 12 nights sleeping.
这十睡了十二夜。
Half death sleeping. It's not in the original version.
几乎陷入了半死亡的这样的沉睡, 这个是原版故事里面没有的。
And also at the end, the
然后,
giants are carrying this stone.
还有在最后,
at the top of the mountain.
巨人们。 把这个石头运到了山上去, 这个也是在原版故事当中没有的。
So that means even you make it everything short, that doesn't mean you just make it short.
尽管你要把原版故事去缩短, 但是不仅仅意味着你需要缩短, 你同时也要把你想要表达的东西能够表达出来。
As a story writer or story creator.
作为一个, 写故事的人, 或创作故事的人。
12 is 12 nights.
是12夜哈。
That is longest period the human
这十二夜,
can stay
是十二夜呢, 它其实十二, 是人,
without totally dying, but like in a similar situation like a death, but deep, in a deep sleeping
consciousness. 在这个阶段, 人类能待的最久的时间,
ancient time, the monks,
古时候, 通过这种训练,
they gained such,
能够让僧侣,
special ability,
获得特别的能力,
to be able to see and listen,
就是他们,
what,
the
other people can listen or see.
像这样的一个修行, 他们能够去听见, 或看见, 其他人看不见的, 听不见的。
Okay, maybe Jaya question. We have already questioned beforehand, so I answer.
More question about the 12. It's also an archetype, and about the 12, does it also relate to the 12 holy nights?
And I'm talking about, I'm going to answer the Jaya question.
Okay. 接下来要回答江燕的问题。
So please tell me the question again.
So for herself, for Jaya herself, she feels really touched by this story, White Snake Princess and Hunter, and reminds her the soul speak, the Zarathustra. But when she told her daughter said she didn't enjoy listening to this story. And also the White Feather Girl, the story, one of the version, her daughter gave the same feedback, not enjoying the story. So she wants to know, first, is it because her storytelling ability is not good enough? which makes her daughter didn't enjoy such way of the storytelling of this story.
Well, this story is poetical, philosophical, maybe.
这个故事呢, you know, 确实是诗意的,
it is maybe too difficult for the small children, maybe.
有可能对于年纪小的孩子们而言呢, 这个故事有些太困难了。
Yeah, I don't know, you know, because how are the other children would react?
因为我也不知道其他的孩子会有什么样的反馈。
I wouldn't so much pay attention how children, you know, for this story or that story, yeah, react like this, react like that. Especially when the mother telling the story to the child.
特别是如果是作为母亲你给孩子要讲故事的时候呢,
sometimes, you know, the because children, the child actually listen to the contents.
They are
listening to the love of the mother.
并非是内容, 而听的是母亲对他们的爱。
You see, so that's so, you know, I not so much pay attention.
所以呢,
so each time's reaction,
我个人可能并不会过多的去关注孩子对故事每一次做出的反应。
But still, as I said, this story or
但是,
other stories which we make this time, for some children, maybe.
我们这些故事吧, 或者说其他的时候我们创作的其他的故事。
Yeah, a little bit difficult.
可能有些故事对有些孩子而言是稍微有些难的。
Which she meant besides this one?
She meant the white feather story, one of them.
White?
White feather girl.
Yeah, this also, some
白羽,
children,
白羽飞的故事可能也是,
you know, could accept very deeply.
有些故事呢，孩子是可以很深的去接受这些故事的。
So, others not. So
但是有些孩子可能不一定。
Yeah. Also, you know, if you really try to cook very, very delicious and make it fair, not only one day, 2 days.
很想要去为孩子准备很好吃的菜肴，然后呢，细心的去准备。
2 hours.
连你准备了2个小时、3个小时做饭，and
you serve the children, you serve your child and child.
然后给孩子们上菜之后呢
？Tastes so boring.
孩子回答你说啊，这个味道好无聊啊。So
it happens.
其实也会有这样的事情发生嘛。Yeah.
And so many 一季季，所以我们呢？
一气就是的，体了，你要是对孩子做出的每一个反应啊，都一下喜悦，一下忧伤的话，那你的身体都会受不了的。所以这其实就是对江燕这个问题的回答。
I also, you know, telling many stories to the children, yes.
所以我也会给孩子们讲很多的故事。Some
very good accepted, maybe some not so good.
有一些呢，很受孩子的接受，可能有一些就不一定。Okay.
Okay, then.
Yeah, so this 12,
yes,
the number, this 12, also an archetype.
I already answered.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I answered, right?
Okay, okay, yeah.
12 is a,
yeah,
yeah, longest
yeah.
period. Yes.
Yeah, 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 okay.
Okay. Next.
So that's the question for now.
Okay.
So the Tenzing English teacher said her younger daughter, 7 years old, really liked the Hagoromo story, but doesn't like the white feather girl story.
Yes.
So the children have different reaction to different stories.
Yes. So that doesn't mean the white feather story is a bad story, you know.
所以这并不意味着白色鱼的故事它是一个不好的故事嘛。
Yes.
The Jaya said that's the reason her physical situation is not very good. In this way, she broke her health.
Huh?
Her health situation not so is not. You said kalada ga motanai. So she said that's the reason her physical condition not very well. But doesn't mean she asked. Doesn't mean she's telling the story. Not very good, right?
No, I don't think so. Because when mother tells the story,
because mama, if you're telling the story, the child
accepts.
Actually, is very acceptable. Yeah, Ding Ding said, I told you, you think you have been thinking too much. And Tenzing English teacher said her older daughter really enjoy all these stories.
Yes. This older daughter, I know?
Yes. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, intelligent.
对
呀，人
家刘君谦很聪明嘛。Yeah, so the Tenzing lady said her daughter likes white feather story.
Yes.
Yeah, so Haka said before this March, April, 104 people, this course, her daughter still asked her to tell the picture book. But after the several months of the learning, and her daughter now really enjoy her own storytelling. So really effective such learning for her.
Yeah, very glad to hear that.
白小白非常高兴听到你这个反馈。This lady said, actually, when we tell the story, we just have to simply to deal with the children with love and mercy and to try to make this such an encounter to the story.
Yes.
So this lady from our storytelling course, and she said, her daughter said, let the father to learn storytelling with you, with Mrs. Taka. Now, 老师的那个白色翅膀的女孩是不是啊？想起来。So the Tenzing lady said,
yes.
Her daughter really likes this, the small, your version of the white feather girl, the girl, all the birds to
bring to the mother.
Start this part.
Yeah, you know, purify.
对对对，这是一种净化，对王小林，净化孩子们的心灵。Jaya said she have such a strong impulse or desire that she really want to tell the children the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, but her daughter is all the audience she has, and her daughter is actually the best daughter in the whole world. So Dinin said, could you tell this white, your version of the white feather girl next time? Because many new participants, they didn't know this story.
Okay.
好的，丁丁。
Yes.
Oh, and the...
It's been already long time ago, no?
Yeah, 好久以前了,这个白色翅膀的女孩。 Yeah, and this lady said, her son, 4 years and a half, really likes his white feather.
Mm-hmm.
Storytelling, she said, her daughter, almost seven years old, really likes this white snake legend. Are you going to tell this story?
Which white snake legend?
This your version, your retelling version. Are you going to also tell this story in this course?
Ask Ding Ding.
问一下丁丁讲不讲白蛇也青蛇啊？我们还有两次课，一次白色翅膀的女孩，最后一次就白蛇也青蛇，就这样吧。
Okay, then Ding Ding said. Next time we will do this white feather girl, and the next time this white snake legend. We have only twice.
Okay.
This course.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, okay. So like this. And Tenzin lady said, yes, she can feel this deeply purification. When they heard this start, this part, the white feather girl.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady said when her daughter likes the dragon temple, but every time before she finished telling the story, her daughter already fell asleep. And this lady said, 2 weeks ago, she had one opportunity to bring 4 to 6 children to take care of them during the nap. Mm-hmm. And after 2 weeks, the class teacher told her the children really likes her storytelling when before they take a nap, telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels it's really unbelievable the children give such a comment about her storytelling. And the children said, because she didn't continue to take care of them during the nap, the children feels very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dinin said, we can finish.
Okay. Yeah, so, the storytelling,
讲故事,
especially in the evening, mother,
特别是晚上, 作为妈妈在入睡前给孩子们讲故事,
it's very important.
是非常重要的。
Yes. Yeah, so I already explained my mother and grandmother.
所以之前呢，我已经跟大家讲到过，是我妈妈和我讲到过，我妈妈和我的外祖母给我讲故事。
Without this experience, I
如果没有这一段
be,
我妈妈和外祖母给我讲故事的这段经历，我很难想象我在今天人能够成为一位艺术家。
Yes. So what you are doing for your
大家现在在为你的孩子们在做的这些事情，其实是非常重要的。
One day like this, the other day like that.
一天可能是像这样的反应，那样的反应，大家就不要为孩子的反应一喜一忧。
Continue.
要持续不断的去做。
Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay. So we finish.
So mountain gentleman want to ask how about father telling the story before the children go to bed.
As good as mother.
也是和妈妈一样的效果。
It is but interesting phenomenon.
但是有个很有趣的一个现象。
So according to my experience, the children experience a little bit different when mother tells the story or when papa tells the story.
妈妈讲故事和爸爸讲故事的时候，孩子们的体验还是稍微有些不同的。
Papa telling story is rather that
爸爸讲故事吧。
You know how I experience is you know they tell maybe not the same story as mother tell, but
讲的故事首先和妈妈不太一样。
So they tell what they experienced when they were a child.
爸爸常常会讲，比如说自己童年时代都曾经经历过些什么。
Papa has such an ability, you know, telling his experience to the
child.
Yeah, which, you know, the child enjoys very much too.
这个呢也是孩子们非常喜欢听的。
So when, sometimes when...wife and husband, father and mother together come.
夫妻如果他们一块来
ask me the question about children's education,
关于孩子的教育来咨询我的时候呢
then I recommend so the working days like from Monday to
推荐
Monday to Friday,
周一到周五
mother tell a story.
我是妈妈讲故事。
And the weekend when Papa could be at home.
周末等爸爸能待在家里的时候，来爸爸来讲故事。
So just as a direction, it doesn't have to follow this.
只是一个方向而已啊，大家不一定要跟着这个方向一模一样的去做。
So I already told you because my mother.
之前已经跟大家讲过嘛，因为我的妈妈她离婚。
My mother was like a father and my grandmother was like my mother.
我妈妈就像是父亲一样，我的外祖母就像是母亲一样，所以平常都是由我的外祖母来给我讲故事。但是呢，有时候妈妈能够早回家，
那
就是由妈妈来给我讲故事。
Yeah, so it's different. You can.
所以都是不一样的
mother,
去尝试一下
father,
爸爸讲妈妈讲奶奶讲爷爷讲都可以都可以都能来讲故事、
yes. oh, one time there's one student when I used to teach in universities in Japan there's one
我以前呢
在
一个日本的大学教书的时候呢，有一个女孩，她是越南来的留学生。
She told me when she was small.
她告诉我，她小时候是由家里的保姆给她讲故事的。
She remembers and
她现在都还记得。
experience.
这对他而言也是非常重要的体验。
When I was in France in Strasbourg,
我以前呢在法国
working
while
in the Waldorf School there.
我曾经在这个华德福学校做英语老师工作过一段时间。
I also supported one family.
在那个时候呢，我还曾经去支持过一个家庭。
Papa was a priest, and Mama was a doctor.
爸爸他是一位牧师，妈妈是一个医生。
Two nights, they couldn't be at home, so I went there, and I took care of the children.
在这个家庭呢，他们有两个晚上是父亲母亲没办法在家的，所以我就需要去在这两个晚上去家里照顾那些孩子们。
So I tell the story for this.
所以，我也会为这三个孩子讲故事。
Sometimes together, sometimes.
有时候在一块讲，有的时候是一个一个讲。
Yes. So in such meaning, anybody could be the storyteller for the child.
从这个意义上而言啊，每个人都能够成为孩子的，为孩子讲故事的人。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay.
好。
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, so we finish. Thank you.
好，那我们就到这里结束。
Thank you, 谢谢丁丁。
谢谢丁丁。
Yes, thank you,
也谢谢大家。好，谢谢老师。
Thank you, people, for your patience.
谢谢大家的耐心。
Have a good evening.
大家有个愉快的夜晚。丁丁还有个announcement。
Yes. Okay, so we can go.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
好，谢谢老师，谢谢同学。好的，拜拜。一个小公告，就是明天下午2点钟邀请王猫老师给大家讲解一下，言说的练习，包括呼吸练习，还有元音辅音发声的练习这一些。 然后回答一下，就是基础班的同学，甚至有一些是进阶课程的同学。如果你们感兴趣，也可以来，就是聊一聊我们这个做言说练习的经历啦，然后相互鼓励，就是走下去啦，然后还有一些很有趣的一些做练习的这种，日常做练习的一些好玩的事情啊，大家都可以聊一聊。之前有同学说做那个 home。 在家里做像做贼似的，我们也可以聊聊这些事情，我们该怎么办？好的，那就是这样一个小公告。好，谢谢大家，谢谢同学们，祝大家夜晚愉快，再见。